This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This just in from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Secretary Sonny Perdue has announced he's moving about 500 jobs from Washington, D.C. to the Kansas City area, in part to cut costs, in part to get the department closer to the farming areas that it serves. Unions representing the affected workers say they will fight the move, as have Democratic lawmakers who say it'll mean a big loss of specialized workers who will choose not to relocate. Fact is, moving for work has been on the decline in America. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on why that is.
24-year-old Aaron Hoard was just out of college when he decided to make a big move. From the Tampa, Florida area he called home to Greeley, Colorado, to accept his dream job as an education director with the Boys and Girls Club.
A lot of my friends who had the same kind of desires to kind of get up and go somewhere cool probably didn't.
There are many reasons why a move like Hoard's is becoming less common. Jed Kolko, chief economist with the job search site Indeed, says data show a decades-long slide in moving for work from around 20% of workers in the 80s to only about 10% today.
People move less than they used to, but it's not clear whether that's because people are less willing to move.
A Marketplace Edison research poll found that about a third of workers said they would not be willing to relocate, while about a quarter said they would be willing to move long distance, more than 250 miles away for work.
I think generally people move for work when times are bad rather than when times are good.
Andrew Chamberlain, chief economist with Glassdoor, says the tight labor market could be making workers pickier about relocating, especially since the coastal areas with the biggest job growth are also the most expensive, erasing the benefits of moving for work. The Marketplace Edison poll showed workers under 35, like Aaron Hoard, were more likely than older workers to have moved to keep a job. That makes sense, says Nicole Smith, chief economist at the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce.
Maybe you have not yet purchased your first home. If you are unmarried and not yet a parent, that might also make you more flexible.
But she points out today's jobs are also more flexible than in previous decades, with the increase in remote work making it less likely that workers would have to relocate for a job. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.